Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Hello and welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And today we are broadcasting from Hoboken, New Jersey, home of Kelly Akers, who is an amazing young designer of tiles, which will soon be in the Merlin's Kids facilities around the country. And we'll talk more about Kelly Akers in a little while. And I'm here with her two dogs, Bella and little knucklehead Maddie. And we are going to be doing a great show today, as promised, with Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue. Different people, both wonderful young ladies who are changing the world in different ways. So today we have Kelly, who's going to be talking to us in a little bit about all the different dogs available through 11th Hour Rescue. And as you know, by listening to us over the course of months and months, we are all about saving dogs' lives, rescuing, rehabilitating, and training these dogs who were throwaways, and rehabilitating them and training them into be service dogs and being given free charge to children with special needs and members of our military who have PTSD, all free of charge. So we have a great show today. Well, one of the things we need to talk about today is, boy, oh boy, we finally got spring. You guys don't have to listen to me complaining anymore about living in Siberia, also known as New Jersey, because we hit 60 degrees today. How wonderful is that? Finally, the crocuses and daffodils and hyacinths are coming out of hiding. They should have been out a month ago, but, well, heck, they knew more than we did because they're houseplants and they have brains and central nervous systems. Ha, ha, ha. But this is very, very true. Now, remember, one of the things we have to be very careful of with any of our dogs, especially dogs who are coming from areas who had a lot of snow and rain, what can happen is, and it doesn't matter how careful you are, I see it even with my own dogs occasionally, when dogs are outside and they're walking around, we've got a ton of salt and sand and all kinds of chemicals out there. A lot of dogs are starting to get issues with allergies. So we really want to make sure that the area in front of your house and the area that might have been near where all the snow piles were and can have a higher concentration of road salt, sand, silt, and filth, not to mention the other stuff that could be out there. All of those areas, we should actually, when the weather gets a little drier, we should hose that down and try to get that to leach down into the soil so we lessen that where our dogs are running around. Another very important thing is because of all the humidity, the wetness, the rain, the snow that we have, the ground is very saturated and horrible little grumbly things like parasites really have a good foothold because they were snowed in and kind of cushioned from the bitter cold by the blankets of snow. Well, one of the other things is you have a lot of bacterial and fungal things going on. There's a lot of Giardia, there's Ehrlichiosis. There are just basic generic bacterial infections that are in the ground, that are in the soil. And all these things that are in the ground and in the soil are going to wind up either in muddy, dirty, disgusting puddles or dishes and things that you left around all winter and now there's accumulated water like there was in my pond filter this morning. And the other problem is that when the dogs are walking around, all that gunk is going to get on their feet. They walk into your house or you walk into your house, the dogs have that all over their feet and they can lick their feet or eat a treat that fell on the floor. And now all of a sudden, what happens? You've got a dog who has some serious digestive issues. Dogs can have diarrhea. They can get vomiting. They can have all kinds of funky things. They can get ear infections. They can get infections in their eyes and their anal glands from scooting their butt on the ground. Urinary tract infections. So it's really, really important to make sure that when your dogs come in from outside, wipe down their feet as much as you can with a little bit of soapy water and then rinse it off. I know one of our sponsors that sells a product called the Paw Wash, which I thought was real silly when I heard about it. But boy, oh boy, I'm going to be buying a paw wash for my dog because of all the stuff that's out there. So you really want to be aware with any dog that you have in the house, even your outdoor indoor cats, of bringing in things, bacterial and fungal parasites and bacterial infections from outside. Make sure you're very careful of that. The other thing is, you know, a lot of dogs, we're going to be having some wicked thunderstorms. A lot of dogs have thunder anxiety. And people ask me about different kinds of products, different kind of garments that can be used. The main thing is that if you are protecting your dog and providing for your dog should have that confidence in you as a leader that you are going to take care of them. So, of course, you're going to take care of them no matter if it's in a thunderstorm or it's anywhere else. You really got to make sure that you're confident with your dog and that your dog knows that no matter where he or she is, he is safe. In a moment, we're going to return with Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue. But what I want to talk to you for a moment is what kind of things are on the floor. And a lot of people don't understand carpeting is really not always a great idea when you have dogs because you can't really clean out all the whether it's fleas, whether it's bacteria or fungal infections, all of those things are going to get stuck into carpet. Hardwood floors are great if they're sealed, but I really honestly believe one of the best things you can do is put tile on the floors because that's what we use at Merlin's Kids. It's very easy to disinfect and clean, and this way germs and bacteria can't grow on it. So I just wanted to mention very quickly about this new, hopefully, partnership we're hopefully going to be having with TileCircle.com, like tile, like as in the tile you put on your floor. Circle is in the shapes because they are a national company. They do mosaic tiles, and they sell directly to designers and hotels, businesses, homeowners. We're going to be getting some of the things, hopefully, at a very good price or donated from this company. Let me tell you something. This is the most beautiful tile I've ever seen in my life. And I want to put this stuff down, not only in my kennels, which it would be way too pretty for, but I'm sure there are some more simple designs that we can use. But very, very fancy, very, very beautiful, but very classic. And I really urge you to check this out because they're really a wonderful young company. And, you know, they have just beautiful things, mother of pearl. I mean, I can't even believe it. And they get all these things from all over. And the designs are just amazing. Kelly Akers, who is a absolutely beautiful young lady who has two beautiful dogs. She's the founder of Tile Circle. And she's going to be helping us, hopefully, with Merlin's Kids around the country and making sure that we get really good tiles so that our dogs are going to be able to be walking around on something that isn't going to keep all that dirt and dust and grunge and bacterial infections. So definitely want to go online and check Tile Circle. They're a big supporter of Merlin's Kids. And, you know, we just think they're awesome. We are going to be coming back in a few minutes with another Kelly, equally as wonderful and beautiful, from 11th Hour Rescue, who's going to tell you about some of the dogs that are available this week and next at 11th Hour Rescue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Hello and welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolfe. And today, as promised, we are going to be meeting with Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue and talking about some of the awesome dogs they have available. And thanks to the show, in the last month or so, they've gotten a lot more inquiries into some of these special need dogs. And we urge you to consider adopting a special needs or elder dog. They're great dogs, and you may be the only one who's going to save that dog's life, because a lot of people don't want to deal with tripods or dogs with health issues, but they are the best. Hey, Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Janice. Thank you. I want to ask you a question. Did I hear you say the paw wash? Because I have one of those things, and it's actually awesome.
I'm going to buy one because I'm getting tired of wiping my dog's feet down.
It's you just have to. My three dinosaurs use it, and it's awesome.
Oh, awesome. Well, there, you heard it on BBS here. So, all right, we'll have to contact Paw Wash and see if they can give us some promos, and maybe have a contest for somebody to win the paw wash. But only problem is, Kelly, I need like 22 paw washes because
yeah, that's the thing.
Waiting in line.
Yeah, you need 100 of them. But for my three, I use one and it's cool.
Awesome. I'll have to talk to you about that more. So, hey, tell me about, as we always do, we talk about two dogs in each segment. What kind of dogs do we have? Some good, normal, happy, healthy dogs that, you know, somebody could bring and have for their kid or train to be a therapy dog or a service dog?
Well, today I wanted to talk about Dozer, who is one of the probably most awesome dogs I've ever met. He's like a Labby mix. That's a breed, by the way. And he's actually 11. Now, I know 11 is older, but, you know, the seniors need love, too. This dog, when we went to take pictures of him, Janice, we had to coax him onto the furniture.
Aw, good boy.
We had him in the city. He was walking the city streets. Nothing deterred him. He wasn't distracted by shiny objects. He's a really, really great dog.
Aw, and he's 11. Can you make sure you post some pictures for us, but describe him. What is his favorite food? What does he like to do?
If you met him, you wouldn't guess he was 11. He likes to play with his toys in the yard. He loves other dogs. He met kids. He loves kids. He takes treats gently. He's a really, really great dog, and he was surrendered to us by somebody who lost their home. But it was one of those cases where you can't judge them negatively because they obviously really loved this dog. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's sad when that happens.
It was very sad.
Yeah. Most of the time people say whatever they say, but you can tell and it sounds like this family would love to have this dog placed into a wonderful home. And, yeah. You know, the great thing, Kelly, that I never understood is why people shy away from seniors. I rescued three senior Ridgebacks that the father was 12, the two daughters were 10 and a half.
Wow.
And the father lived to almost 16, and we had to put him to sleep because he just got so old. But, I mean, he was a beautiful dog. Whoever thought he'd live that long? Well, the daughters, I just lost one, Tara, this past year. And Sunka, her sister, who's going to be, I think, 16 in September, I mean, she's still kicking. But most of the time, you know, people who say, oh, I don't want to get a young puppy. You get an older dog, yes, does it hurt when they pass on? But look at what you gave that dog. Look at the love that you gave that dog. And really, how many people are going to take an 11-year-old dog?
I know, it's true.
No, it's not a long-time commitment. It's kind of like marrying your husband for 2 years and knowing you can get rid of him at the end of the 2 years. To me, that's a bonus.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially with my ex-husband. We didn't even make it 2 years.
I care with you.
Hey, come on, all you women who are nodding your heads, totally agreeing with me, come on. Think about telling about this dog and Dozer. We had a dog named Dozer. He's an awesome dog, too. But so tell us, what else do we have? We have a really awesome dog named Dozer. Do you have any other senior dogs that we might have?
Oh, some seniors? Well, we have Louise, but she's one of the difficult cases. She's like a mastiff mix, and she's she can't live with other dogs. So that's a tough one, you know what I mean? But she needs out desperately. So that would be like, you know how you always do two difficult and then two no-brainers? She would be one of our difficults, you know?
All right. Well, we'll talk about Louise in a minute then. So give me another no-brainer.
Okay. So we have Peter Pan, and Peter Pan is awesome, and he's at the opposite end of the spectrum. He's young, and he's like he's real cute. He's a fluffy white thing with like a little bit of black and brown on his face, and he's about 50 pounds, and he has been so good at the fosters that she's been just taking him everywhere. She's been taking him to like, you know, parks and everything, and he is a total no-brainer. He can live with anything, and I do think that he would make a great therapy dog.
Wow. So anybody who's interested in having a therapy dog or possibly an in-school service dog through merlinskids.org, you can call us at 855-HI-WYATT or check on merlinskids.org or unitedk9professionals.com. And we do have quite a few people who are working in schools who are looking for a dog just like that. So who knows? Maybe somebody listening says, hey, I'd like to be working with special needs kids and using a dog as a therapy tool and as a behavioral intervention tool. And we're starting our new classes actually next week through Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals. This sounds like it might be a great dog. Where is this dog located?
Well, Peter Pan we got from Clayton County, and now he's in Foster, in Georgia.
Oh, Clayton County, Georgia, where I just pulled a bunch of dogs out.
Oh, awesome. Did you? Oh, love that.
Yeah, did you see the Bloodhound Ridgeback mix in the corner of the crate?
Oh, my God, I did see that picture. I'm not surprised you pulled that dog.
Him right now. That's my. I want to keep him for me. I just am in love with him. I don't care what.
I'm so glad you pulled from them, too. They're really high kill, Clayton County.
Yeah, and we actually had Tom and Gina Metcalf on the show, on one of the earlier shows from Clayton County, and it's really sad how many dogs are down there. You know, that's what's frustrating, Kelly, is you and I have been down there. You and I have seen what goes on and how these dogs are, you know, just really abused, misused, just mishandled. And yet people go out and buy these mixed breed dogs with, you know, like the doodle mixes and all the different designer breeds. But they got to realize that when these puppies, and I don't fault anybody for buying something, and, you know, people always think they're rescuing it from the pet store. But if they could see the conditions that the mothers and fathers live in, and many of the dogs we get from down in, you know, different areas of the South are actually dogs who no longer have a useful purpose for these puppy mills, and they dump them on the streets, and then we have to take them and try to fix them up. And, you know, it's just really sad. And Kelly will tell you, they're the best dogs in the world that are out there waiting for you to adopt them with a very, very, very tiny adoption fee that you can truly save their lives. I mean, when you see dogs euthanized, especially in the gas chambers that still exist in, I believe, 17 states, It is just the most gruesome, disgusting Holocaust you've ever seen. And I think I had done that last time you were on the show, so I won't mention that again. But what these animals have to go through is horrible. And what we're going to do is Kelly's going to give us two more dogs in the next segment that we're going to talk about. And again, we'll tell you how to get these dogs and how to get involved in 11th Hour Rescue and in Merlin's Kids and how to donate as well. So please stay tuned for segment three of From Shelter Dog to Service Dog.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf and our good friend Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue, who's going to put you in touch with your new best friend. No divorce needed, because dogs are the best. Ask a human, especially one who's been in divorce court a couple times. Dogs are definitely better. Well, Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Kelly, you got a couple of more dogs for us to talk about now.
Yes, I wanted to talk about, you want me to talk about a difficult one, right? Because I know you like to hear those.
Yeah, give us a couple of difficult dogs that are going to be languishing. Well, they won't be languishing now that you've got them. But a couple of difficult dogs, and it doesn't always mean for a difficult dog that it's going to be difficult for that particular owner. But just to remind everyone, if you rescue a dog tonight from 11th Hour Rescue and you mention that you saw or heard about our show from Shelter Dog to Service Dog, we will give you a 50% off coupon towards our services wherever, anywhere in the country, or Mexico, Bulgaria, France, Australia, and I'm trying to remember where else, in the United Kingdom. So we're really supportive of 11th Hour. They are an amazing rescue, definitely our favorite group. So that should be a bonus, you know, rescue a dog tonight and you get me half price. That's a pretty good deal. Wish my ex-husband had been able to do that. So Kelly, tell us about the two dogs that are a little bit difficult, but could be fantastic pets.
Thanks, Janet. You're so good to us, Janice. All right, Janice, I wanted to ask you about this dog because I know he's a young Labby mix. His name is Jake, and he's young. He's only like a year and a half, 2 years. And he has been through one of those prison programs, you know what I mean, where the prisoners rehabilitate the dogs.
Right.
So he's a great dog. He doesn't have a bite history or anything like that, but he's absolutely terrified of children. And he is iffy with other dogs, and that's bizarre to me because he's been through one of those rehabilitation programs.
Right, but the problem is, Kelly, is he wasn't through behavioral rehabilitation. He was through obedience training. And that's where, I mean, Wyatt's brother, I believe, is now number one Ridgeback in the country in obedience. But obedience will never change behavior. It only changes body position. So as long as there's a reward involved, a lot of dogs will be fine. But when you take a dog who's fearful and now you're rewarding the fear with a treat or obedience is fine. I mean, it's a fun thing. I'm not going to knock it. And there's a lot of dogs who can be helped by that. But as a behaviorist, my first thing is I don't want to give the dog food if he's fearful or if he's doing it only for the food. I want to teach him not to be afraid, not to be fearful, because I'm protecting him and providing for him. So we will give, if it's wherever 38 states we have our people, if he is adopted by any of you, we will give you a 50% off coupon. If you mention that you saw or heard about this special dog on our show, and adopt your 11th Hour Rescue. They got some amazing dogs. So tell me a little bit more about him. How big is he? Does he have any cute little tricks he does? Like, what's the greatest thing about him?
He does. He's about 60 pounds, and he's sweet. And in the right, with an adult, he's awesome. He'll sit, he'll give paw. So I think you're right. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it was definitely obedience, not behavior, because I just can't, he's just terrified of children. Like, I guess because, they're quick and they're small, so he definitely can't go to a home with one because he's afraid of them. So,
right. And here's
like I said, he's not he doesn't have aggression on his record, nothing like that. He's just terrified.
But think about it. Think about your grandparents when you were a little kid or anybody listening to our listeners. Think about a person, like an elderly person, who really doesn't want a young kid to bounce up and down on his arthritic knees.
Right.
They would be afraid of a kid, too. A lot of times, it's not the dog, but it's the energy of the child. And a dog who's a bit fearful is going to be fearful or apprehensive of quick-moving things, things coming towards him relatively fast. Might be a little bit nervous with a more excitable energy, very much like little dogs. And I'll bet you that this dog we're just talking about is probably also a bit fearful of younger, more excitable dogs compared to a dog with a calmer, more stable energy.
And that is why really you do what you do, because you're right.
Thank you. So that's all fixable. I probably wouldn't recommend that the dog go to a place he's going to be nervous, but that's the kind of a thing that's very easy to manage. And in the right home, this dog would probably be absolutely fine with, kids who are a bit older. I wouldn't put that dog or any dog in with toddlers
because I don't
trust kids around dogs. But he sounds like he's a good dog, and, we might even be able to use him for a PTSD dog, for a veteran. So that's a very interesting dog. So give me another one.
Okay, so now I'll give you another no-brainer. So we have Miss Kitty coming. And Miss Kitty is a little chi mix. And she was, she's also from Clayton County. And she was, like, so frail and so sick that they wanted to put her down. And one of our fosters happened to be in the shelter and was like, everybody stop. You're not putting that dog down. I can take her. She's awesome. And she's been thriving. She's only about 2 years old. And the reason her name is Miss Kitty is because she actually looks like a kitty cat.
Oh, jeez. That's not confusing enough as when dogs see a bulldog and they say, what happened to you? What happened to the truck that hit you? Dog that looks like a cat. Okay. So tell us a little bit about Miss Kitty and what's so wonderful about her, because she sounds special already.
Yeah, oh my God, she's so cute. And she can live with cats, she can live with dogs, she can live with kids.
Well, she is a cat.
That's what I mean, right? At first I was confused, like, that's how funny looking she is when I send you the picture. I was like, are you sure that's not a cat? And they were like, yeah, we're sure. I was like, okay. So she's really cute. She can live with cats. She can live with dogs. She is just fantastic. And she's tiny. She's totally, like, purse-worthy. You can throw her in your purse and you can go.
First worthy. Okay, there you go. That's a new vocabulary word. So, and she's a, and she long hair or short hair? What color?
She has longer black hair. She's all black and she has longer black hair.
Ooh, she sounds pretty. And she's 2 years old. And is she healthy now or is she heartworm positive or anything?
Nope, nothing like that. If she was, we would have had her treated down there, but she wasn't. She wasn't heartworm positive. She is ready to go. She's ready to go and come up and find her home.
Awesome. How cool is that? All right. So that sounds like we got two nice no-brainer dogs. We got a medium size and a little cute half cat, half dog. And that might be a good one for somebody who's conflicted and isn't sure who perhaps has a landlord who says you can have a cat but not a dog. That's kind of like cheating.
You're right.
Right? You know, no, it's a cat. It grew up with dogs, and that's why it kind of barks like that. But look, it's a cat.
You're right, because when you see her picture, she can definitely pass for a kitty cat.
Oh, no. That's definitely a dog with an identity crisis. Well,
yes.
We are going to be coming back in a moment with our next segment, and we're going to have two more dogs that we're going to be highlighting from 11th Hour Rescue. So please stay tuned, because we are going to come back with some awesome dogs. You guys got to help these dogs to be rescued so 11th Hour can rescue more dogs. Stay tuned for Shelter Dogs and Service Dog returns in a moment.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all 4 paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And as promised, we are returning with Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue. Kelly, before we talk about this, will you please give everybody who's listening your website and your phone number and contact information so they can adopt one of these wonderful dogs or one of the other ones on your website?
Sure. Our website is www.ehrdogs.org, and our phone number is 973-664-0865, and you can call and leave us a message, and somebody like myself or somebody else, maybe a little less cool, less cooler than me, we'll call you back, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, and everybody's helpful. We'd love to chat with any of you. You can go onto our website and email us at any time.
Awesome. So tell us about, we did our senior, we got our no-brainer, and let's talk about three dogs. Let's talk about the one we started to talk about, and then let's talk about maybe two others, maybe a medical issue kind of dog that somebody might want to adopt.
Okay. I have a fun one for you. You know why? Because Onyx, who's a black, young, fluffy thing, was sent to us by Erin, who's one of your trainers.
Aaron Moore, who I met because of Clayton County, and who is a wonderful vet tech, and is down there, who is currently in the process of being certified in natural canine behavior rehabilitation through United Canine Professionals. Totally love Aaron, and Aaron is actually the one who put us in touch, so we got to appreciate that with Aaron. She's awesome. Okay, tell us about this very cool, slightly needy dog.
All right, her name is Onyx, and she's awesome. And Erin called me and said she had taken a dog. And Erin's just like you. Like, if Erin tells me this is a good dog, like, this dog is a no-brainer, it always is. So she called me, and she's like, Kelly, I have this dog. She's perfect. She's beautiful. She's awesome. She gets along with other dogs. Everything is great about her. I'm going to send her to you. So, of course, who wouldn't take her? So I took her. And she got here, and our entire staff raved about her. She's awesome. There's nothing wrong with her.
Wow. How much does she weigh?
She's smaller. She's like 45. And she's real cute. She's soft. She's fluffy. She is black. I'd say maybe lab chow-ish. But that's just my best guess. And she is a great, great dog. Can live with kids, can live with anything, other dogs. And she is signed off on by Erin, so you know that that's good stuff.
Wow. Another one maybe to be a potential service dog candidate or therapy dog at least.
Yeah, and she's beautiful.
Awesome. Maybe she's got a little flat coat retriever in her. We want to be very careful. I hate to categorize dogs because a lot of times people say, oh, no, that's got pit bull in it. And it's like, no, it's a ridgeless Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Right. Right.
Not that I've ever had a ridgeless one, but, you know, we see dogs. We just rescued, I think, 5 dogs plus that little bloodhound Ridgeback mix, which if I don't get that boy, I'm going to just be heartbroken. So, you know, that sounds interesting. Onyx, who's a real pretty, very sweet dog. So we got any other dogs? You got any good problem children for me?
I do. We have Max Nugget, and he's a senior. He's an 11-year-old Shih Tzu, and he's blind. And he cannot be crated. I am assuming we've only known him since he's been blind. So I'm assuming it's because he's blind, but perhaps he had issues with the crate before. But he's not destructive in the home, so he doesn't have to be crated. But he couldn't, even on the ride up here, Janice, he couldn't be crated in, like, the transport.
Wow. Well, and a lot of times things like that happen. Dogs who are blind, especially, you know, because their world is basically one of sight, of smells and sound. One of the things, and this can help people who have a blind dog, is what you can do is get different runners, different types of runners on the floor. Or if you were going to buy your stuff from Tile Circle for your dog, you would buy different types of tile that would feel different underneath their feet. And you can use a little rug runner that goes through the living room and a little rubber runner that goes by the front door. And then a little different runner, you know, one that has a different pattern, because the dog can feel the different patterns under its feet. The other thing is you can use very, very gently scented candles. Or you can use different scented oils on very low, and the dog will be able to smell the different room as well as feel the different locations of in the house based on what he's walking on. So dogs who are blind, I know for humans, you know, losing our sight is such a gigantic fear. But honestly, for dogs, losing their sense of smell is much worse because they feel and they see, but their sense of smell is how they determine the world. And anybody who doesn't believe me, what's the first thing a dog does when it walks in and meets a new person or a dog or another animal or walks into a new place or goes by a fire hydrant or a tree? They smell things. So don't feel sorry for this cute little Shih Tzu, but I'll bet you he wouldn't have been blind if he'd been on the NuVet vitamins because they prevent cataracts. But unfortunately, this little guy is blind now. And we should definitely be able to find somebody for this cool little dog. So he's blind, big deal. We'll get him a seeing eye dog. We'll train a dog to be a seeing eye dog. Put a bell on the other dog, and he'll follow him around. He'll figure it out real quick. So what's this dog's name again?
His name is Max Nugget.
Mac Nugget, like Chicken McNugget?
Exactly.
Oh, Lord, that's pretty funny. So somebody rescue this or adopt this boy, because he doesn't deserve to die, especially if you're a McDonald's person. Come on, Chicken McNugget, how can you not? All right, so we got Mac Nugget. All right, and give me one more dog, Kelly.
All right, a good one. Okay, well, we have Betty and Wilma. They're little small mixes. They initially we thought they were a bonded pair, but I have to be honest with you, you know, just to see, we separated them for a little bit, and truly they're thriving separately.
Okay. I guess they lived in different families on the Flintstones, so I guess they're really good friends, but they're totally okay, independent of each other. So tell us a little bit about Betty and Wilma. Is there a Fred and Barney there or no?
They're great. No, we didn't get Fred and Barney. We just got Betty and Wilma, but that's okay. We didn't need Fred and Barney anyway. Betty and Wilma did everything. So they're just cute. They're cute little like labby mixes, and they're great dogs. And they're both no brainers. They can both live with other dogs. I think they can live with cats too, but don't quote me. I'll have to check on that. And the foster loves them dearly. And they came from a really high kill shelter in the South, and they're great. And so I want you to know, though, that if we did feel that they needed to go together, you know, we adopt out bonded pairs all the time. Okay. I genuinely think they're better not, like, they're better separated.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that sounds good, but they're both, they look very similar. Are they about the same age? Could they be litter?
Yeah, they're 5 or 6-ish.
Okay, so they're not old. That's a nice age. You don't have to, you know, worry about puppy house training and spend thousands of dollars on, you know, obedience or whatever it is, and that's great. All right, well, we've got them. Let me ask you, should we be bringing you back in the next segment, or you have any more dogs to talk about?
I mean, we have a zillion dogs. It's up to you if you'll have me.
All right, we'll put you on with some more dogs after the break. Stay tuned and hang out with Kelly and Janice. I feel like we're on the Today Show all over again. Stay tuned. From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, we'll return in a moment.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And we're also talking with our wonderful Kelly from 11th Hour Rescue, who is just doing amazing things, rescuing thousands of dogs a year. Kelly, about how many dogs does 11th Hour get to save every year?
Well, last year we did about 3,600.
Wow.
Yeah.
And guess what? You could rescue 7,200 if we had more people up here to rescue and adopt these dogs to help 11th Hour out. So people, if you know somebody's looking to get a dog, instead of going to a pet store or getting some designer dog, you can actually call 11th Hour, I'm sure. I'm putting you on the spot here, Kelly. And you can tell them, hey, I'm looking for a little dog under 20 pounds, little black fluffy dog who's real sweet and housebroken, and I'll bet you they can find that just for you. Exactly what you want. You can help 11th Hour by rescuing and also by donating. And, you know, merlinskids.org, we always need money. But the rescues really, really need your help because this stuff is expensive. I know, Kelly, one of the dogs I just rescued, and I think you know the story because of Aaron down in Georgia, that one of the dogs we rescued has heartworm positive and parvo, and we had to put him on plasma, and he's 90 pounds, and that was a very expensive rescue, and you know what it costs. But the thing is that people don't understand. The dogs in the South tend to be better adjusted and have fewer behavioral issues because people down South tend to let these dogs wander around, which is unfortunately how a lot of them get pregnant. But they're very socialized typically to other dogs, more so than people up in the Northeast or, you know, the more affluent, if you would, areas who have electric fences, who hire, you know, a dog walker to come and they, you know, they might come in and walk the dog when nobody else is there. So a lot of these dogs from down South are really awesome dogs. Yes, there are a lot of issues, but I really find that the dogs who come from down South have fewer behavioral issues. They have more health and medical issues. But what's your expertise in that? What do you think about these dogs coming up from Georgia? Are they pretty awesome or they have a lot of issues?
They're awesome. I have all Georgia. I have all Southern dogs in my house. I think they're the best. I mean, you know, they have their issues, but you know how they are. Like, most of them are just really super great.
And the only one problem I found with our dogs from Georgia is I can't understand them when they bark. They kind of let out a drawl. But I get what they're talking about. So, Kelly, you got any more dogs to talk about for us? Let me give you another dog.
I'll give you another difficult one because that's your thing. You can handle those. So
I have
a three-year-old small, very small terrier mix, and his name is Dandy. And this dog, Janice, is so cute that when you see him, you're like, oh, my God, I want to hug him and snuggle him. And he's, you know, he's pretty good. He'll like you. But what happens is he's been in a home a couple times. Now he can't live with children at all. But he's been in a home a couple times, actually never with children. And he gets comfortable and becomes mean.
Right. And that is not a function of the dog. That's a function of the family. Kelly, you know what we call the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
You know how long that is.
Yeah.
People, 60 days, almost like you flip a switch. It takes up to 60 days for you to know what the temperament is of any dog. A dog, depending on the breed and the level of dominance and the developmental stage it's going through, is going to be able to size up its humans kind of quickly. And after the dog gets comfortable and says, well, heck, there's nobody in charge of this house, I am going to be in charge. And what winds up happening is the dogs give little signals and little clues and cues and hints to the humans. But because, oh, he's a rescue, he was abused, we let dogs get away with murder. And after 2 months, the dog starts turning into what he's going to turn into. Now, that's kind of like, I know, Kelly, you were on that show, the bride show, Say Yes to the Dress.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, think about how when we meet a guy or we meet a, you know, somebody meets a girl, you meet somebody you're very interested in. Aren't we on best behavior? We don't order an expensive dinner. We don't pass gas in public. We make sure we don't have some spinach in our teeth. We're very, very careful how we behave. Aren't we on our best behavior for, the first couple of months?
Yes.
And then slowly, we start reverting back to who we are. And, my makeup's not perfect. And, oops, I was a little gassy. Shouldn't I eat the beans and burritos? And then we start turning into who we are. Well, the honeymoon period is kind of like when humans are dating. And then you get into that period where it's kind of like, who's in charge? And do I really like this guy? I'm not sure if I really want to be with this guy or not, but he seems really nice. Okay, I think I love him. And he asked me to marry him. So, I'll marry him. We get more and more comfortable. Then we get married. And, isn't this wonderful? We're all happy and everything's great. And Now, well, you know, I normally am a naggy person. My mother told me, don't nag. Billy's married. Now you start nagging, and now the husband starts going out late with his buddies. You see what happens? It all started that 2 months, because if you are what you are and you just behave in that way initially, we would be able to say, I don't want that guy. He passes gas, and he's always, you know, with his buddies, and I don't like him. But dogs are pretty smart. And because they unfortunately aren't always comfortable in a new place, especially after getting bounced around a little, initially what happens is the dogs are on best behavior. And the longer they're there without one of our, you know, well-trained humans in, you know, natural canine behavior rehabilitation to teach the humans, what winds up happening is the dog starts repeating behaviors, and people say, oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And we create exactly what the dog didn't need. If we were just, and that's why, you know, Kelly, anybody who rescues a dog from 11th hour, and we have several other rescues around the country, but we love your rescue. If you rescue a dog from 11th hour, we will at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, and we train people all over the country to become natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists and work with dogs like this. We will give a 50% off coupon to anyone who rescues a dog from any of the ones we spoke about, or anyone who rescues a dog from your rescue, because we want you. Don't wait until the dog bites your kid in the face. I've had 8 bites in the face on kids and 1 on a very pretty young lady. And why are we waiting until the second bite? Call us and we will help you. UnitedCanineProfessionals.com or 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, 4-Canine-Pros, 855-4-Canine-Pros. We will help you. And please, I know we're running out of time. Please go to to ehrrescue.org, was it? What's your email? Not your email, your website again, Kelly?
Oh, sorry, www.ehr. I'm like listening to you because I love listening to you and I wasn't paying attention. So www.ehrdogs.org.
Okay.
And you can just email the main email, the application email, and it'll get to somebody who can help you on any questions, anything anyone wants to know. We'd be happy to help. But thank you so much. You're always so good to us, Janice. I really appreciate it. We love you.
Well, we love you, too. And people out there, tell your friends about these awesome dogs at 11th Hour Rescue. We will see you next week. And don't forget, get a paw wash, because I think I'm going to go buy one after hearing
Kelly.
Have a great night, Kelly.
Thanks
and
so much.
Love all of you guys out there. And be safe. Be a good pet owner. And we'll see you next week.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.